And now, it's time for part four of In the Moment.
All right, bad take of the week. I don't want to stay here long. Marlon Wayans came out and said something about Cat Williams. Everybody came out and said something about Cat Williams. That's not even important. Because if I'm being honest, nobody clapped at Cat the way Cat clapped at them.
Nope.
But I saw a guy give a take on Marlon, and he said, I never want to hear anything this man has to say because under no circumstances should a man ever wear a dress. Now, I'm going to address this because I see it a lot. Mm-hmm. If you don't believe that another man should ever wear a dress, I'm not mad at you. I'm not even mad at your take. In fact, I once had it. Mm-hmm. I once had that very take. That's your prerogative to feel that way. Nothing wrong with that.
Right.
But to actually make the statement, this is just my opinion, that under no circumstances should a man do it, I think you have to make sure that you've cleared every possible circumstance that could actually come into a man's direction before you make an ignorant-ass statement like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the one reason I want to check this, because the person who said it, I know, and he's very popular, he's very famous, and he listens to us. And I'm sure he's going to clap back at us when he hears this. But I'm going to talk to you, big dog, because I feel like you have your platform is too big to make that ignorant of a statement. I'm going to keep it all the way real. I came to pod this year.
Who the fuck we going at?
Don't worry about it. Okay. He know who he is. I ain't here to say names, but if he want to get into names, we could do that. And this ain't even beef. This is just one podcaster to another. Y'all got to stop being so irresponsible on these platforms with these messages. I told Kate, I ain't playing this shit.
I know. You said it. You said it last episode.
You can't tell every man in the world what to do. That's number one. Number two, you don't know every circumstance that there ever has been for a man to do it. Right or wrong?
No, that's fair.
The man who said this has spent years in prison. Now, there are people who would say that under no circumstances should a man ever be in prison, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you got an option to wear a dress or to go to prison, what you doing?
Wearing a dress.
Because if you go to prison, you can't be in your woman dress. I'm taking the dress over that circumstance any day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
What if a man put a dress on because his daughter is struggling with dresses and she, you see where I'm going with this?
I was thinking that.
Yeah. And he thinking he man enough to do it for his daughter so his daughter could see something he can make her feel a little more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to put a dress on? What if a man got a record and he can't get a job and he busting his ass to do it and all of a sudden he get a Hollywood plug or he get whatever kind of plug to where they say, we'll give you this amount of money to do this kind of scene. The only thing is you got to put a dress on. Should that man say no?
No.
Should he say no because the hood is going to look at me away? Because the men who done been in and out of prison, because they going to look at me like I'm less of a man. So I'd rather go out here and struggle and not be able to feed my family and not be able to eat. Because if I put the dress on, they going to shame me or shun me for it. But the same men that are going to do it are also not going to help me get on my feet or feed my family. Should that man say, because you said a man shouldn't do it, I'm not going to do it. Mm-hmm. In those circumstances, can you judge the man for being what he been and doing what he doing?
Mm-hmm.
Stop talking about what other men should do. You don't know that man's circumstances. You don't know his situation. You don't know any of that. I feel like that's a horrible take. And a lot of y'all have made the way worse decisions. Because I'm putting a dress on before I go to prison any day. That's just me. And if I'm less of a man than that, tell me in my face. I miss anything, Katie?
Nope.
Moving on.
Hey, yo, Mo, Katie. It's time to drop and give me 60, baby.
Katie, who are you rooting for in the Super Bowl?
Not Kansas.
Huh?
San Francisco.
San Francisco, the 49ers. Clap it up for Katie and her pick for the Super Bowl. She's got the 49ers.
Yep.
Now, y'all heard that little bit of disdain in Katie's voice. This is not her favorite segment of In the Moment, but it is mine.
It's not.
I am always excited to drop and give y'all 60, so here we go. Now, Katie, ask me who I'm rooting for in the Super Bowl.
Who you rooting for in the Super Bowl, Mo?
Usher.
Hey.
You heard it here first. I know that might surprise some of y'all, but y'all know my Usher hate is fake. I'm actually genuinely only excited about the halftime show.
Okay, I like that.
Now, before we get into this drop and give me 60 and we give Usher his flowers, I want you to tell me, Katie, what songs are you excited about and what songs do you actually think Usher will sing this weekend at the Super Bowl?
That's a good one. That's kind of hard, though.
What you got?
That's so hard.
See, I don't think Usher going to give me any of them ones. I don't think he can.
What do you mean, like the top ones, like the no ones?
Yeah, I think he's going to give us yeah.
Oh, of course. He has to give you yeah.
You know what I mean? Like Love in His Club.
You think he's going to do Love in His Club?
Maybe.
I don't think he's going to do Love in His Club.
I think he's going to do some of his bigger records.
Of course, he's going to do The Confessions.
Yeah, I can see confessions.
He's got to do confessions. He's got to do You Remind Me.
He's not doing You Remind
Me. You don't think
Me.
He's going to do Remind Me?
I don't think he the record little, is big. I
it
would
might
love
go
that.
Down and come back up. You see what I'm saying? Like, so? It might do a little mesh.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think he's going to do more like, what's the DJ one?
DJ's got us falling in love.
Like, those
again.
Are the records I think he's going to have
so
to do because it's the
his,
Super Bowl.
His pop ones. He's going to do Good, Good.
I hope he don't do that shit. I hate that song.
I hate that deal.
So I don't know. But today, I think in celebration of the Super Bowl and Usher getting the halftime gig, I want Katie and I to battle it out for 60 seconds with Usher songs. 60 seconds. I give a song. You give a song. And whoever can't come up with a song loses. We should have plenty of Usher songs to choose from in 60 seconds.
Not fair because
what?
You came up with this game.
I promise you, I didn't even think about it like that. That is so fair, but I swear I didn't cheat. I didn't look up any extra Usher songs. In fact, to be in full transparency, I was going to do something completely different that I think is going to be really funny. But I have to do it next week now because as soon as we walked in the studio, we realized that this is going to release right before the Super Bowl weekend. So we have to do it now. Remember I told you, oh, damn, I got to switch that?
Yeah.
This is what I was talking about. So I ain't had no moment to prepare. So you know it's completely fair. And you probably know way more Usher records than me.
I
Why
know
him,
but do I know the song, the name of the song?
No. I don't know. We about to figure it out. We got to figure it out. 60 seconds. What's up? We celebrating Usher in the Super Bowl. Let's get it. I need you to have more confidence in yourself, okay? Come on. You don't need no ass. You don't need no ass. Come on. You ain't gonna ask all last year, Katie. You ain't ring the bell.
Hey.
My bad. No, because we're in competition.
That's fair.
Just drop and give me 60.
All right.
All right, you ready? Who going first? I go first or ladies first?
You can go first.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. We got to go back and forth with Usher Records to celebrate the Super Bowl halftime show. If you are listening, be sure to join in. We won't hear you, but still, play the game with whomever you with in the car. Are you ready?
No.
60 seconds on the clock because we don't care.
Okay.
All right, make me want to lead on what I'm with.
Call me the Mac.
DJ got us falling in love.
Confessions.
Confessions part two.
Yeah.
Burn.
Lil Freak.
Okay, why are you so good at this? You say, you got it bad.
Good kisser.
Good, but we still good.
Can you handle it?
Can you help me?
That's a song.
Yes, it is. We look it up later. Trust me.
Okay.
Tell me why you wanna leave.
Did we say caught up?
Yeah, superstar.
Oh, that was a good one.
What's up? I made a pause. What's up? What you got? How much time we got? 17 seconds. Come on, Katie.
I'm blank.
Come on.
I'm fucking drawing a blank.
It's got so many records.
I know.
Are you kidding me?
Under pressure, I
crumble.
Come
on. Don't you give up.
I crumble.
Don't give up.
What's the one? After the night.
What? What's it called?
Don't leave you.
That's my joint, too.
Two player for real.
Really?
For real.
You lost.
I lost.
You don't have to call.
You don't have to call.
It's okay, girl. What is you talking about? Oh, you did so bad.
I did
so bad.
I started off good, though.
You did. And then, you did. Yeah. Y'all ain't think I was going to win that one, did y'all? Look at y'all. All right. All right, who are you with? We always talk about this line in the sand date. I believe it was B from The Big Show who I first heard coined the phrase invisible line in the sand. And I've not been sure how to feel about it. But I discovered in recent times that I don't like it. And what it is, for those of y'all who may not know, an invisible line in the sand is it's usually a woman, but it could come from either one, where you decide you have a date in your mind where you want your relationship to elevate, to go to another level. And if that person does not fit that need by that date, you leave. You don't tell them, you don't say anything, you just walk away. So, if, for example, if I tell Katie, yo, I want to be married by May 5th, I may mention it once. I don't mention that again. If May 5th come and she has not got down on a knee and put a ring on it, when she come home, I'm gone. I've heard most people say they're not mad at this. Now, with that being said, I couldn't find the audio, unfortunately. But I heard the audio on another podcast, and it was a gentleman that went viral because he was crying. Now, while I don't endorse crying online because social media does not care about you, I did feel for this man's situation. He was a gay man. He was in a relationship with another man. He came home, and that man and all of his furniture was gone.
Ooh.
The dog was gone. Everything was gone.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't a note, nothing.
Just poof.
Gone. And I thought to myself, this is the results of someone dealing with someone who had an invisible line in the sand aid.
Mm.
Right? And then we have a friend, a mutual friend, who was going through a similar situation with a young lady. And she didn't fully cut him off because he ended up getting back in her life, but she attempted to.
Mm-hmm.
And he was upset because he like, okay, you had an invisible line in the sand date, but so did I.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just got out of a relationship and you knew that and I needed some time to get adjusted. And she didn't care. She was like, well, I don't care. I want to be married. And I just feel like that's super selfish.
Mm-hmm.
Because we both in two different situations, two scenarios in life, and we supposed to come together and meet in the middle, or at least I thought.
Right.
So if someone's, I guess, timeline doesn't match yours, I feel like it gives people the right to say, this is my boundary. I'm putting it up. I don't care how you feel, what you're going through. If you don't match this by this date, you are going to come home to an empty house. I really do, as I think about it, think that that's just a glorified ghoster.
Hmm.
That's all you are.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people who ghost people are cowards.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying ultimately is, if you do this to someone, if you did not have the heart, the balls, or whatever you want to call it, to sit down with this person whom you've been having a whole relationship with, sharing your body with,
mm-hmm.
sharing your time with, you don't have it in you to say, this is what I want, and I am not budging. And if you cannot give me that, I'm gone,
mm-hmm.
respectfully.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't do that, and you have to handle it to where they just come home and you're gone, and you give them that kind of trauma,
mm-hmm.
I think you're a coward. I'm going to be honest.
I
don't like it. How do you feel?
I mean, I agree, because I think that a invisible line in the sand, it shouldn't exist. Like you said, you should be able to talk to whoever you're with and say, hey, look, this is how I'm feeling. You on board? What are we going to do? Are we going to compromise? How are we going to figure this out? Because if without the communication, that your partner may not know fully what's going on. Like, so say if someone creates an invisible line in the sand day, me, I'm not going to lie, there's been a lot of times I am oblivious. I do not know
mm-hmm.
if something is wrong unless you tell me something is wrong.
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
You know, like, you gotta vocalize that.
Communicate.
And tell me. And then I'll be like, oh, snap, I've actually been slacking. I didn't think I was slacking because you didn't say anything. So I thought that you was happy and we was happy. But no, the whole time you've been thinking that I wasn't on the same page as you, man. I need to get my shit together so we can be on the same page. Versus coming home and be like, where'd she go?
Facts. Facts. I completely agree. So mm-hmm. we on the same page there.
Yeah. It's just people who technically actually already have a foot out the door.
Yeah, just say that, man.
Yeah.
Just say that.
Oh, man. Time for relationship talk.
I just want to make a note of this because this is how I feel. Katie, if you agree, we out. If you don't, we talking.
Okay.
I have heard so many people in a relationship say to the person that they're in a relationship with when they are arguing or when they're going through something or they're having a difficult time communicating, while we're on the topic of communicating.
Mm-hmm.
Heard it so many times. And this is what they say. I don't go through this with anybody else that I try to talk to. You the only person that I have ever gone through this with. No one else gives me these kind of problems or issues.
They do.
Shit. Yo, I hate that quote. It's gaslighting. And it's not even accurate. You know why? Because unless you're having sex with everyone, our communication should be a little different. Are you triggered?
I'm so fucking triggered.
So I'm on to something here.
I am so triggered.
I hate that shit.
I dated a woman,
yes,
right?
Let's talk about it.
I dated a woman. And she was like, you know what? I don't even know why XYZ. She was going off on me about, because I didn't take out the trash yet.
Oh, no.
So here we go, right?
Right.
We were both getting ready to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I was in my head, was as I'm leaving your house, because I was at her place. As I'm leaving her place, I'm going to take the trash out with me.
Mm-hmm.
No point in me taking the trash out, just come back. One trip.
Right.
but I don't know what triggered her that day, but she started getting mad. She's like, and you didn't even take the trash out. I was like, can you let me leave first? Like, I was going to take the trash out, right?
That so then we, seems fair.
So then we get into this little stupid argument. She's like, I got so many women that are trying to pay me to even hang out with them. They complete weirdos. And they blah, 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 blah. And they this and that and third. And they would do this and they would do that for me.
Bye.
And blah, 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 blah. But you can't take out the trash. I was like, I was going to take the fucking trash out.
Nah, let it out, Katie. I was going to
take the trash out.
Let it out.
And here's the thing.
Yeah.
She didn't even say, hey, can you take the trash out?
Nah. What'd she say?
She didn't say nothing about the trash. So I didn't even know that she felt some way about the trash.
What?
And I just, for me, mentally, I had saw, I was like, oh, the trash needs to be
taken. So he's going
to
do it.
It was a mental thing. She didn't even say, like, yo, Katie, take, like, it was the night before. It was nothing. She had never even mentioned the trash. I don't even know why that fucking even triggered her. And then you want to talk about what someone else would do and how someone else would do this better. And how blah, 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 blah.
I don't care.
Then go.
No one's stopping you. No one is stopping you.
So then I left. I was like, I ain't even gonna stay for this shit.
As you should not have.
Right?
You should have took her out. That's the trash.
Bye.
Goodbye.
But I still took the fucking trash out.
Oh, look at you.
It was annoying me. It was about to do it. And then she was talking about, you ain't gotta take the trash out. Bitch! What do you mean? You didn't say that. And now I'm leaving. I'm storming out. And you're gonna say, you ain't gotta take the trash. What?
That's the worst, yo. And it falls in line when your lady tells you, you don't know what these other men willing to do for me. Prove it. Prove that they are actually willing to come into this space and deal with your attitude and everything that's coming along with it. Because I can tell you what they want from you. Mm. And I promise you it ain't nothing I'm dealing with. Mm. It's one thing. Mm. And if you are not wise enough, A. Marie, to see that it's only one thing that got them tripping, then I don't know what to tell you. Okay? Because your milkshake don't bring all the boys to the yard, and it ain't what you think it is. Mm-hmm. Am I off here?
Nope.
Stop comparing conversations and things that are going on with the person that you are sleeping with a whole bunch of other people you are not. It's not the same.
What they say, comparison is the thief of joy, right?
You're damn right.
Comparison's going to be the thief of your joy when I walk out your life.
Big facts.
Okay.
Gone.
Okay.
And still taking the
Compare
trash.
Me if you want to.
Stop playing with
Fuck
us.
Fuck around and find out.
Fuck around and find out. All right, TikTok take of the week. Katie sent me a video from Emmanuel Jean Pierre. That is ManyJP22 on TikTok. And he is talking about white slang versus black slang. Here's his take.
I heard someone say that black slang is just white slang in reverse. And I've never been able to stop thinking about it. I'm up for it. I'm down. Wow, she looks really good. She looked bad. That's cool. That's hot. That was real smooth. That was tough. Let's roll. Let's bounce.
All right, Katie, I think this was good. I do. I think this was great. And I'm only hating because what else are we going to do other than just say it was good, right?
Right.
The only place I'm mad at him, all of that was cool, it was accurate, is cool. Cool is not white slang.
Oh.
Everybody was cool.
Yeah.
It's just different meanings to cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like when white people say it was cool, mm-hmm. they really liked it.
You know, they're thrilled.
Like, they enjoyed
they're
it.
They're ecstatic.
When black people be like, it was cool. We ain't really like it that much.
Yeah, why we do the head nod with it, too?
It was cool. Like, right? Like, it wasn't. And the other one is, I feel like black people say roll.
Yeah.
You say roll. Yeah. You say roll and bounce. That's like, true. Yo, you trying to roll?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I'm about to bounce. You say both.
Yep. That's
but
true.
The other ones, he nailed it. You said he got a part two?
Yes.
Have you heard it yet?
No.
All right, well, when we hear it, we'll play it next week.
Okay.
It's time for the Sicko Award. Let's see who was nasty this week.
He's so fake, but I'm so real. Yeah, I'm so sick, but he's just there.
It's quite simple. It's Black History Month. Sicko Award is going to every racist in life. Everybody who don't support the culture, don't support the movement, don't support black. You don't got to be black to support black. You don't have to be black to understand black. You don't have to be black to love black. None of that. Like, we are all unified in one unless you are trying to cause division. Mm. And if that is you, you, my friend, are a sicko. Flowers of the week. Since it's Black History Month, I think every week I should come in here with flowers for blackness.
Okay.
And I think this is the way we started. It's not going to be a person. It's going to be about I guess we're going to call it the Black National Anthem. We didn't speak about this last week.
No, we didn't.
We spoke about this on the big show, though, and I got a lot of white people who reached out and said, Mo, I had no idea about the history of the national anthem. I'm so glad you spoke to it. Thank you. And I love when I get those DMs, and I love when I get those text messages and those emails, because it makes me feel like I'm actually doing something in life.
Mm-hmm.
So to those who may not be familiar, yes, the NFL has a national anthem that we all know and we are all familiar with. Now, Lift Every Voice and Sing has not necessarily technically been put out there to be the black national anthem, but in its own right, it's become the black national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
And they are playing it at the Super Bowl this year alongside the national anthem for the fourth year. And there were a ton of people who felt like, well, why would there be two national anthems? Isn't that actually causing division as opposed to causing us to come together?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're not aware, let me tell you on this platform the same way I told everybody on the Big Show platform. The national anthem has been soiled in racism forever. The person who wrote it was a slave owner. The third verse that is seldomly sung literally is speaking to how all of the slaves were disposable during the war.
Mm.
That's a fact. Mm. You can Google this. You can do your research. Now, I'm not sure how you would feel that every black person should stand there and listen to this or listen to the national anthem knowing this information, knowing that it was deeply, deeply soiled in slavery and actually feel a part of something or included. But we have been forced for years to sit there with our hands across our chest and pretend as if we don't know this information and as if we feel like we are actually empowered by listening to it.
Mm-hmm.
We are not. Colin Kaepernick got on a knee for a reason. On top of all of the police brutality, we know what time it is with that anthem. We do not feel included. There is a reason that the NFL has stepped up and decided to include the black national anthem. If you don't see that and you see it as division, that means that you are afraid of inclusion, because we have not been included in the national anthem ever. Same way we have not been included in a lot of other things that involve this country that we are clearly a part of. Because black history is American history.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we got to clear that up. Mm-hmm. February is a time when we celebrate, but that don't mean that that's all we deserve. That's just a time that we pinpointed.
Right.
So I would just like for it to be known, if you just are curious as to why there is a black national anthem at the Super Bowl, as to why black people are not necessarily fond of the original national anthem, that is why. And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Did I miss anything?
No, not at all.
And you can Google it yourself. You can read the lyrics yourself. No one is making this up. This is a known fact. And a lot of people are saying, well, then why do we have to sit there and listen to the black national anthem if we're not black? The same way we sat there for years and listened to the regular national anthem, even though they was destroying and disrespecting us and our ancestors.
Same
exact way.
Get side-eyed if you don't stand up and put your hand across your chest.
Big facts. As if black people didn't build the NFL. You know what time it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what time it is, Katie.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's all I got. Mm-hmm. All right.
It's time for Katie Ain't Shit.
What I do this week?
I'll tell you. Let's play a game called What Does Ariana Grande and Katie Ledbetter Have in Common?
Nothing. Nothing.
Taking all bets. Anybody? What y'all say out there in the audience? What y'all say? They both women? Nope, not what I'm looking for.
Uh-huh.
They're both talented? Good guess. Nope, not what I'm looking for.
Both in their 20s?
Nope, not what I'm looking for. Both do well with a microphone? Also good guess. Nope, not what I'm looking for.
Both have long hair?
Also true. Not what I'm looking for. Both beautiful women? Another great guess. That ain't it either. I'll give you guys a guess. What's a biscuit that comes with a breast at Popeye's?
A biscuit.
What do you call the fries that come with a number 2 at McDonald's? What you call it, Katie? What you call it? I tell you what you call it. A side piece. They're both home wreckers.
No.
Ariana Grande. Why you ain't tell me Ariana Grande was a famous home wrecker?
Oh, yeah. She's
I didn't know this.
Notorious for this.
For real?
Yeah.
Why you ain't tell me
but
this?
But I think that's just recently with her last few relationships.
Really?
She's been, yeah. Like, whoever she's with now, apparently she, allegedly stole him from the chick that he was with. And then her last relationship before him, she did the same thing. Like, these were guys that were already in relationships that she got with and decided to get into long-term relationships with.
Yo, she just be running around taking everybody, man. She got a song called Side to Side.
All right.
Katie, I'm telling you something. She got a song called Thank You Next.
Yep.
Bang Bang.
Mm-hmm.
Dangerous Woman.
Mm-hmm.
Santa Tell Me. Yo, hey. No, we know what she has Santa for.
Wait, tell me this. She got a song called Problem.
Yep.
Save Your Tears.
Best Mistake.
Stuck With You.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Break Free. Yo, a whole playlist, Katie. Motive.
Yep.
Don't Call Me Angel.
Oh, that's true.
Almost Is Never Enough.
Yep.
Holy shit. Wait, tell me this. She really liked this? Seven Rings. That's probably how many she ruined. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Ariana's rep is not good right now.
All right, well, the question of the week is simple here.
Huh?
Are you or are you not
a knock?
A biscuit.
I have been.
You have been. We do know that. Are you still a biscuit?
No.
Huh?
I'm not still a biscuit.
No mas?
I decided not to be toxic.
You did?
It was a one and done thing, right?
Oh, this is great news.
Yeah, it was a one and done thing.
I'm so proud of you.
Of me being a side piece.
Yeah.
But then I started to think about my karma.
Oh no.
And
what happened?
I want good karma.
Yeah.
And I don't want to miss out on anything good.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm doing bad.
Right.
But the flesh.
Yeah, man. It's weak, ain't it?
When the flesh was speaking.
Oh, man.
The flesh said, Katie.
I'm telling you something.
Gonna be toxic.
Yes, it is.
But then that post-clarity.
Y'all fill in the blank. You know what time it is. TD Jakes told you. Have you ever been swallowed? You know what time it is.
Well, have you realizing you can't be out here stupid.
Right.
And giving into the flesh. The flesh is
calling. The flesh is calling.
The flesh is calling.
Oh, my God. No. Put it down.
Yo.
Everybody get down.
Why is this? Are you shitting me?
Yo, you toxic people that be knowing. Y'all feel the disruption in the force.
I'm tired of
this. And y'all start, hey, big-heading people.
Why?
Y'all are nasty, man.
Why?
Yo, she called so fast. She called.
You said what?
What?
Huh?
Why is her name swallowed up?
No, don't do that. All right. No, it's not.
All right, don't worry about it.
The irony in that
is
insane.
I'm scared.
I'm terrified.
Let's go ahead and wrap this up. My God.
It's time for Mo's Reflective Moment of the Week.
My trouble used to just double. When I ain't have a dollar, I used to struggle. Yeah. I was dreaming about the game.
To the young men out there who may be going through a situation dealing with rejection, I just want to give you some guidance, some words of encouragement. I remember being a young man, and a story of some similar to this got to me, so I figured I'd speak to it. And I don't know if women truly, truly understand the courage that it takes, especially when you're young, you're trying to build your confidence, you're trying to really figure out who you are, to truly be vulnerable and approach a woman or just put everything that you have into a woman. And I know men, we just get a bad rep, and I it's deserved a lot of the time. But I don't think that we speak enough to the men who really had their hearts shattered, and that played a huge part in why they became monsters. Mm. It happens. I promise y'all it happens. Mm-hmm. Typically, you're younger. You put everything into this particular woman, and women are not always the kindest when it comes to you taking passes at them or trying to talk to them or even being in situations where you have something with them, but they don't want you, but they want to kind of play with you, right? Like you're good enough to get a meal with, you're good enough to text here and there, you're good enough to kick it with. And there's a lot of young men out there that don't realize that if a woman is not fully, and I mean fully committed to your energy, if you're walking around trying to figure it out, man, I don't know, it seemed like she liked me, but she don't. Man, I don't know. She's giving me mixed signals. Man, I don't know. I can't figure her out. It's nothing to figure out. And the signals are not mixed. She don't like you. The woman that likes you, that's going to give you the energy that's worth putting time into, you're not going to have all these confusions and problems. Mm-hmm. And I know sometimes it's tough because you like her. You think she's attractive. You really want to talk to her. And you can't understand why she keep playing with you like that. Stop taking it personal. I'm here to tell you. All right? I remember somebody had to tell me when I was younger, especially if she don't know you. If a woman rejects you, she turns you down, 90% of the time, that rejection is your protection. I can't tell you how many times I look back on my past now and I may have tried to talk to a young lady at the time. She wasn't checking for me. She was checking for somebody else in the school. And I was looking like, Him? She don't know? She don't know, Katie? She don't know I'm Hemi Neutron?
No.
She don't know I'm Hem Duncan?
Nope.
She don't know I'm Hemi Butler?
Hemi Turner.
Hemi Turner.
Come on.
I'm Hem Shady.
Somebody, the real Hem Shady.
You heard? Somebody better tell her. And then I got older. And boy.
Uh-oh.
Am I glad she chose him and not him. You know what I'm talking about? It all works out in the end. All right, so keep your confidence, man. Never take it personal. It's a numbers game. Sometimes you get a yes. Most of the time you get a no. Absolutely nothing wrong with it. That woman ain't turning you down. She don't even know you. She has no idea.
Nope.
And you'd be a fool to think that women always know what they want. A lot of the times they don't choose the guy that they should, and y'all start to learn that as y'all get older.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are younger, don't take it personal, bro. Don't beat yourself up. Don't let that get in the way of your confidence. That woman is just doing what she believes is best for her. And the universe is doing what it knows is best for you.
Mm-hmm.
So you let her do what she got to do, and you get on your good foot.
Hey.
And do what you got to do.
Mm.
Nothing wrong with her rejecting you. Nothing wrong with you being protected in her rejection. Because the majority of the time, rejection is protection. Mm. When you understand that, you don't take it personal, you will never find yourself hung up over a woman that you should never be hung up over. And if you're a lady, this can apply to you, too. Y'all typically don't chase men as much. That's the only reason I really kind of gave that message to young men. But if you're a lady in the same predicament, it's all for you, too, queen.
Thank you.
Quote of the week. I don't know who said it, Katie. I'm sorry. I don't know.
It was Nikki.
No, you ain't even heard the quote.
No.
It might have been Bob Marley. Shout out to Bob Marley. Okay. I don't know. You got a movie coming out.
Quote.
It's a real quote.
Okay.
I think it was Bob Marley, but I don't want to, and I couldn't find it. I tried to look it up and everything, but I couldn't find it. But I read it one day, and I remembered it, and it was kind of in the realm of what I was just speaking to about being a young man and trying to find a girl and all that. Like, a lot of young boys out there think that the move is having multiple women. It just is what it is. When you're young, that's the game, right? How many women you can have, how many women you can talk to, how many women in your phone, all that. Some point in life, that was cool. I promise you, the older you get, the more you realize you're wasting your damn time. You're putting more headaches into your life. You're playing with people's hearts. Karma is a big thing. It's going to come back around. I'm telling you. I'm just giving you game. I'm telling you right now. I saw a quote, and I want to try to remember it verbatim, but it said something to the extent of, if you want to go far in life, you will never be able to do it by having multiple women, but you will certainly be able to go much further than you've ever imagined if you find one good one.
Mm.
Just one.
Mm-hmm.
Multiple women will keep you from dreams. It will keep you from truly being who you are supposed to be, who you are meant to be. It'll have you broke. It'll have you stressed. It'll have you all that. I'm telling you, I'm giving you game.
Mm-hmm.
Free game, Katie.
Yep.
But you find that one, that one woman, I'm telling you something. That one. That's going to hold you down, really be there for you, really have your best interest at heart, always by your side, back you when you up, when you down, when you cute, when you ugly, when your ass is on fire. She going to still be there to hold you down and support you. That one woman will take you way further than multiple women ever will.
So where is she? Tell me. Tell me, where is my one woman? Where she at?
Been around the world and I got ya. You can't find my baby. Next week, bitches.
I wasn't alone. Other times, know I'm better on my own. Wish I found joy in shit I did as a boy. Like how many girls were on my phone. Bothered by shit I wouldn't have known. Like I could buy a house but can't make it a home. There's no amount, money buy everything. But the few things that account. Some balls like life's at me. Gave them all gifts, nobody could out-rap me. Came a long way from when they wanted to clap me. Now problems more like women trying to trap me. Paranoid, always feel somebody tap me. They trying to cap me, like trying to cap me. Making people happy has made me a lot of money. But none of that money has made me happy.
Not in my mind.
Fuck.
And I don't think nobody care, I don't think nobody there. I don't think I really show it. Cause they think I'm about to blow up.
What's up, y'all? It's Key Will Voice, the official voice of In The Moment Podcast. And we want to thank you for tuning in each and every week. See you next week.